From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Monday was an unusual night at the opera, at New York City's Metropolitan Opera. That's tenor Juan Diego Flores singing the part of Tonio in Gaetano Donizetti's La Fille du Régiment, the Daughter of the Regiment. The aria is Ah, mes amis, known to some as a Mount Everest for tenors, because they have to scale 9 high C's, including this one. The audience at the Met, as you can hear, went wild. And then Juan Diego Flores did something that hasn't been done at the Met in years. He sang the aria again. A solo encore at the Met. Well, Peter Gelb is the general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, and he's here to answer this question. How rare was that, Juan Diego Flores singing an encore?
Well, it's apparently hasn't been done since 1994 when Pavarotti sang an encore of the third act aria in Tosca. But I wasn't so much aware of the ban, official or unofficial ban, when I asked Juan Diego if he would like to sing the encore, because for me, it just seemed like a logical thing that he might want to do if the audience gave him the kind of reception that I expected they would give him, since he sings this aria really unlike anyone else in the world today.
Yeah, there's some history here. I mean, for decades, there was a rule, sometimes written, sometimes informal at the Met, no solo encores. You don't call him out to sing again.
Right. Well, that's according to the historical archives of the Met, which I've since been shown after Monday night. I was advised that, in fact, in the 20s and 30s and 40s, there was wording in the program book, in fact, admonishing the audience with words saying positively no encores allowed and sort of like no smoking signs. But for me and for the audience of the Met, I think, you know, it's very important that opera be a theatrically satisfying and thrilling experience, a musically thrilling experience. And if the audience has a great time with a singer singing an aria like this with these incredible run of 9 high C's and they want to hear more of it, why not?
Now, to do this requires some planning. It was possible, of course, that the reaction of the audience on Monday night would not be so ecstatic as to justify an encore, but you had to be prepared. You had to be talking with the conductor, no, and the singer to be ready for this.
Well, I knew that he had sung an encore of this when he performed the work at La Scala. So when he arrived for his rehearsals, I simply asked him if he felt like singing an encore, that the Met certainly would not stand in his way, because, in fact, we would like him to do it.
But you were on hand, and this was, you were calling this like the like the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants up in the booth. You were deciding whether or not to go for the encore.
Well, one of the advantages of sitting in a box, the Metropolitan Opera has boxes for its patrons and also the general manager, the position I occupy. And outside of my box, I have this phone which has a direct extension to the stage manager. Sitting in the audience is the best place to gauge the audience reactions. And since the audience, after about 45 or 50 seconds of thunderous applause seemed that the applause was not going to abate or subside, I told the stage manager to push a button on his stage manager console, which in turn triggers a light that is on the conductor's podium. And so when the light went on, he knew that it was okay to do it, providing, of course, that Juan Diego wanted to do it. And he and Juan Diego exchanged glances, and the encore happened at that point.
Well, now that the precedent has been established, and now that your time limit has been established, somewhere around 45, 50 seconds or more, do you face this with every performance at the Met, that if the audience is clamoring for an encore, then every tenor and every soprano should do what Juan Diego Flores did?
Well, you know, we should only have that problem. where audiences are so ecstatic with the performance that they demand encores. I mean, you know, realistically, I think every situation has to be judged on its own merits. This particular aria is an aria that is calling out to be encored. I think when Donizetti wrote it, he must have written it with an encore possibility in mind, because it really is like running the marathon and winning the gold medal for any tenor who can accomplish it. More often than not, La Fille de Regiment is known really as a vehicle for vocal acrobatics. Other operas, you know, which are more theatrically integrated, have great musical passages, but ones that probably would feel less natural or appropriate to encore. And I think that's probably what those early warnings in the Met programs were about. Because what you don't want to do, and I certainly don't want to do, is disrupt the dramatic flow or momentum of a work.
This opera is going to be performed on Saturday on the radio, no less. And also it's being sent to, this is one of your performances that goes to movie theaters as well, yes?
Yes, we have over 100,000 people have already bought tickets to movie theaters in 17 countries, and we'll be seeing it live across the United States, Canada, and in Europe.
Of course, they can applaud all they like. It won't affect the performance in, at the Met on stage. Okay.
Well, audiences in the movie theaters do applaud, and they feel very much connected to the Met because they know it is a live feed that they are experiencing. I don't know what will happen on Saturday, but certainly if the audience in the opera house itself applauds as enthusiastically as they did on Monday night, I would not be surprised if an encore of the encore took place.
Well, Peter Gelb, General Manager of the Metropolitan Opera, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
And now back to the encore of Ah, Mes Amis that Juan Diego Flores sang on Monday night, and let's see if he can hit those high C's again.
Me voici militaire et mari.
And you can hear the complete encore by tenor Juan Diego Flores at our website, npr.org/music. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.